Well, as we know, the lockdown gently easing, and we are now slowly but surely able to get back to some of our open spaces. One of the schemes that has been sort of running virtually during the lockdown is the National Garden Scheme. I'm joined on the line by Penny Miles from the Cambridgeshire National Garden Scheme. Hi, Penny.
Hello, Chalky.
Don't do that again. Right. Nice to see you again. So, talk us through the National Garden Scheme, what it is and how you've been coping during lockdown.
The National Garden Scheme allows people to visit private gardens throughout England and Wales, some 3,500 in normal times. So these are gardens that wouldn't normally be open to the public. And through opening these and the funds that we raise, we are able to support nursing and caring charities throughout the country. And we've been doing this for a long time now, more than 90 years. Mm. So this started in 1927, which was before the days of the National Health Service. And it was originally started by the Queen's Nursing Institute to support district nursing. And these days, the types of causes that the National Garden Scheme supports have stayed relevant despite the development of the National Health Service. And we are today the largest individual giver or supporter of Macmillan Nurses and Marie Curie and several other charities like that in the nursing and caring sector. And these days we are also passionate about gardens and health.
Mm.
So certainly during lockdown, we have been trying to be as imaginative as possible to try and help people to enjoy their gardens. And one of the things we've been doing while we've not been able to open, because like most organisations, we had to stop operating.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Lockdown was announced.
Yeah.
We've been doing virtual tours. So our garden owners have been providing tours by video of their gardens, and they've been very, very successful. And through that, we've attracted some excellent donations from the general public viewing these videos. But what we hope is that they've also been a help to people while they've not been able to get out and about and travel, to do something relaxing. There is a huge amount about gardens that's good for you psychologically in terms of being able to relax and to chill and just to wind down. But that all those tours are on our website, ngs.org.uk, and available there to view. There's even a meditation one, actually. There's a full meditation on there for one of the gardens.
And fascinating as well, because people will often have gone to have seen perhaps some of these gardens, but not had that interaction with the owner. So for this now, you get the thinking behind it, the rationale behind it, or quite why they've chosen different plants and different colours.
Yes, that's right. The tours have their own charm that's separate to actually doing a visit, because you do get the sense and the emotion of it because you're being shown the garden by the owner. So that's actually quite interesting.
So that's something you're looking to keep going, you think, that lockdown has given you another aspect to it?
Oh, yes. I think so. Yeah, I think it's here to stay now. And it's interesting that when a situation is forced on you, you have to be imaginative and you have to find new ways to do things.
Hmm.
And it's one of the things that we would probably never have done normally, have tours, you know, virtual tours of gardens that open for us. But I think it's a whole new string to our bow, actually.
And you've been telling me about one in particular up in Cambridgeshire, one video that's really quite amazing.
Yes. The music maze at Balsham, which normally opens to us in the spring, that is a maze. And their video includes drone footage above the maze itself that's in their garden. And the reason it's called the music maze is because the maze is planted in the shape of a treble clef. And down at the bottom of it, if you look carefully, you can also see two French horns that are all planted out in, I can't quite remember which plant it is that they've done it in, but I mean, it's very, very good, and it's a slightly different one. So the horns stand out from the treble clef.
Right.
But, you know, it really shows, you know, from the air. And the tour shows Jim Potter, actually doing the tour and explaining how he created it. He did it with his wife, Hillary. He is a man of science, Jim, and, you know, very strong associations with the University of Cambridge. So he was able to work out exactly where these plants needed to go to get this treble clef shape and have it looking really good. It's absolutely great.
So now we are coming out of lockdown, though, so we are seeing these gardens starting to open. You've been opening some already this month, and you've got a couple of big ones opening shortly.
Yes, we are excited that finally we are allowed to open again. We've got safety at the top of the agenda, so we're opening in a slightly different way at the moment because visitors need to book tickets for gardens, and that can be done on the National Garden Scheme website quite easily. That's ngs.org.uk. And there's a button that says book a visit. And when you go there, all the gardens are listed by county. So being Cambridgeshire, we're fairly near the top. And we've got a couple of very good ones coming up because it's still quite early at the moment. It's only been a couple of weeks we've been doing this. But Madingley Hall is opening next Sunday, the 21st of June. And that is a magnificent garden.
Yeah.
Set in 8 acres and landscaped by Capability Brown. On the following weekend, on the 28th of June, and also the weekend after that, the 5th of July, the Mary Chalice Garden is going to be opening for us, and that's down in Sawston. That's a very interesting garden. That's 2 acres just off the High Street, and it used to belong to a lady of the same name, Mary Chalice. And when she died, it was gifted to the village. And it's maintained now by volunteers. So that does open anyway, and is open at the moment for a couple of mornings a week. But the details are on their website. But they are opening for us on those 2 dates, the 28th of June and the 5th of July.
Right. Excellent. So there's some good news there. And for the rest, is that going to be it then? Is that everybody open at that point in Cambridgeshire?
Oh, no. No. this is all a bit of a scramble. So it is all a bit last minute. So people are making decisions to open all the time. I think with garden owners, obviously some can't open if they're shielding or for any reason just don't wish to. That's fine. But what we're actually finding in practice is that people are taking time, as they should, to consider whether to open or not. So our normal schedule, which is published in our famous yellow book, is currently toast, essentially.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that the gardens in there aren't going to open. It just means that they're likely to open at slightly different times or dates. So the way to keep up to date is to, you know, listen to the media and do check on the website. So the gardens that are going to be open, the tickets go on sale on the Monday before they're going to open. So, for example, Madingley's tickets went on sale on the 15th of June. But very exciting to actually have gardens open. And those that have opened so far in Cambridgeshire, they've gone very well. I've been to a couple of them and there's been enormous amounts of space. The reason for the ticketing is to control numbers so that everybody's got plenty of space and it's perfectly safe and excellent. Indeed good for you.
Excellent. So you go to the website, you book your slot and then just make sure you turn up as near as you can on time.
Yes.
Super.
Yes, that's, yeah.
Well, that's it. Summer's underway. Officially, summer is underway. Penny, that's been great. Well done on that. And thanks for talking to us today.
Well, it's a gorgeous time of year to be visiting gardens, Neil. And nothing better to do on a beautiful sunny afternoon.